back here at the TT Grandstand then. Chris Boyd in the tower. We're just about caught our breath after that sensational opening race of the meeting. There was a quarter of a second in it at one point on the last lap, but it was Todd, Davy Todd, who took a third TT victory from Michael Dunlop in the end by 1.296 seconds, with Dean Harrison in third. We're already well into build-up mode here now, though, for the first Threewheeling.media sidecar TT race. It's due underway in 13 and a half minutes, so we're going to go to the changes of programme very, very quickly. If you've got your programme, flick to page 32 and we will cover that off in a moment. There aren't many changes, thankfully, but with us is Alan Fownes, who's been with us on the sidecar GTs throughout qualifying. And first of all, Alan, we must get an update on your brother and Jev and how they are after their spill yesterday.
So they are both in the paddock and they're both walking around, obviously very sore, very battered and bruised, the pair of them. Very lucky to have just succumbed from some minor injuries that they've got. Pete's a little bit battered on his left-hand arm, but a massive thank you to everyone for the support and well wishes that they've received so far. It's been really, really, really impressive.
Someone's saying rumours of them trying to get a bike to get out there if they can later in the week.
Well, we're a big family of the Fownes family, and an elder brother, Chris, who's listening back at home. He was offering to go and pick my bike up from the garage and bring it over there if it was possible. But no, I think Pete's a bit too sore for that.
Okay, they're done really for their TT of 2025.
Unfortunately, I think that's the call. But you never know. Stranger things have happened, eh?
Wise thing. We'll see them back. They are, of course, one of our three sidecar outfits who have done the 120 mile an hour milestone at the TT. Okay, the changes to programme for the Threewheeling.media sidecar TT race 1, page 32 in your programme, and it is just that one non-starter, number 2, Peter Fownes and Jevon Wormsley. There is additionally one change of passenger on outfit number 33. Jody James replaces Diarmaid Macrimmon. So Jody James now passengering on outfit number 33. There are no changes to machine, but one thing that we must just very quickly go through is the start list, because obviously they're starting in qualifying order at the sidecars at the TT this year. So that means Ryan and Callum Crowe will be first away, then Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy will give you the top 10, Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence go fourth, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson fifth, Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement will go away sixth, seventh will be newcomer Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons, 8th will be newcomer George Holden with Mark Wilkes, 9th will be Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes, and 10th Gary Gibson and Daryl Gibson. You can pick up the full start list from the schedule page of the TT website. And just before we drop down to the guys downstairs, this being the first sidecar TT, we want to remember Rose Hanks, who sadly passed in February, the wife of Roy and the first ever female competitor to stand on the podium at the Isle of Man TT, with second place in the 1968 750cc type car TT. Rose was much more than that to all in the sidecar community, and we'll miss her dearly, won't we, Alan?
Absolutely, yeah. What an absolute legend, you know, with the whole Hanks family and in the sidecar sport, and it's such a sad loss, and condolences to the whole family and to Roy, who knows over here at the moment watching it. It's a brilliant family thing, and like we said with the sidecars, it's such a family thing, and everyone feels everything that happens within the paddock.
Okay, fastest in qualifying are Ryan and Callum Crowe on the Opel Kell Properties Honda, 120.202, which was a new sidecar qualifying record here at the TT. Then Peter Fownes and Jevon Wormsley were second fastest, but we know they're out of the race. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, third fastest, 115.664. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, 115.1. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, 114.6. And this could suggest we're going to have a real scrap for the podium places here, Alan.
So I think after Ryan and Ben, there's going to be a real scrap for that third place podium, as there was last year, if I remember rightly. Everyone seems to be on very sort of similar paces, and even for looking at the Kieran Clark's lap, what he did last night with 113, let's not forget he's a newcomer around here, and he's up there in that contention of that newcomer on that third place finish as well. Like,
okay, we're less than 10 minutes to go to the start. Let's get down onto the ground with Beth Espy and Chris Kinley.
The board has changed since the superbikes went out a bit earlier on, Chris. A lack of adhesion flags will be shown for lap one between Agos and Selborne Drive, and between the Mountain Box and Casey's, and also damp patches Keppel to Kate. So that has changed just a little bit. We're going to just go. Let's hear from Maria Costello, MBE. And of course, with the new passenger this year, Alice Smith. They lapped at 102.683 with Beth.
Maria, great to see you smiling here on the start line. How's your week been going so far?
Yeah, good. gosh, that weather's been unbelievable. You know, hats off to Gary and all the team for getting us out every day, because there were days when I thought we weren't going. But yeah, we're in a good place. We're looking forward to two more laps today. And do you want to swap places, Beth? Because right now I'm really nervous.
Let me have a little think about that. This is Alice's first TT. How's she been doing from your point of view?
Fantastic. Really fantastic. She did all her homework. Hasn't put a foot wrong. Smiling from ear to ear all the time. Lifts me up all the time. Really love working with her. So we're looking forward to two laps, aren't we?
That is a glowing CV, Alice. How have you found your first TT so far?
It's been an absolutely incredible experience. I can't believe I'm finally here. I've wanted to do it since before I could remember. So the fact that we're here and, you know, I've got Maria, it's been perfect.
It has really been an up and down week weather-wise, but just so lovely to see that bond between the two of you. Have you got a favourite part of the course yet?
I do love the bottom of Bagarrow. but I really love the mountain section. It's so flowy. It's really good.
Oh, well, it's brilliant to talk to both of you. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you very much.
Just having a quick chat off air there with Richard from Maxson, who of course helps Ryan and Callum Crowe. We're going to grab with the words if we can. Just going to put his little earplugs in just before he does that. Ryan, good afternoon. Has this been speaking to Richard from Maxson about suspension? And we talk about solo suspension all the time in that, but this, you boys don't have as much travel. Just explain about what sort of help Richard can give you guys, because you haven't got much travel, have you? Good afternoon, by the way.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Craig, too. Richard's massive help to us with the shocks. You know, we've worked with Richard ever since me and Callum started racing sidecars. It's been with Maxton suspension, so can't thank them enough. And in my eyes, it's the best suspension you can have for a sidecar, and the support you get from it is next to none. So.
What sort of travel you got on the front? Just explain to the listeners out there, what sort of travel have you got on the front, the side and the back? What have you got?
It's 2 inches of travel on the front and back, but you've just got to dampen and that the best you can. So.
Any changes made from the laps you've done so far, or happy?
Happy.
Happy? Just dropping it down from 3 to 2, does that affect you at all?
No, it doesn't really affect me. It's just, it is what it is. It's they've got to get the races in, so we'll see what we can do.
Earplugs in now because Virgil's kicked in. Listen, good luck, you sir.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you very much. He keeps calling me by a different name. I think there's some sort of bet going on. It's Dale Brew's fault. It's all your fault, you crazy Jerby lot. Elizabeth, where are you in the noise?
I'm just towards the back of Glencrutchery Road here, and I'm just with passenger Mark Gash, and I saw a fantastic photograph of you from yesterday.
Which one is that? Is that us getting crossed over Balaff Bridge? Yeah. Came in a little bit too hot. We were a little bit late in the brakes, a little bit eager, and a bit of a moment. Thought I was getting my photograph on the wall there in the pub at one stage.
Overall, how are you feeling about this? Obviously, down to two laps. Does that suit you?
Do you want, in one way, it probably does, because myself and Bruce have struggled. We've had mapping issues, fueling issues with the bike all week long, so we haven't had the bike running right. It's handling okay, but it's not running right, so yeah, two laps might actually suit us, to tell you the truth.
And it must be just that time of day now where you just want to get on with it, the nerves kicking in.
Yeah. I don't get overly nervous for a race, but I do get anxious. I do, just, yeah, standing up here just waiting to go racing, just, yeah.
I'll leave you to it. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Stood right next to the number 5 Alfred and Lewis Blackstock, of course. Used to have Patrick Rosny in the chair. He's got Oscar Lawrence in now. They qualified 5th quickest at 114.636, the Dave Holden racing machine. And when you look at all, there's names on the machine. Pete Cav, Heather Lawrence, Grumpy Lawrence, Bridget and Poppy, Lorraine Johnson, Phil Dixon, Don Lowther. These are all people that have chucked money in to help Lewis Blackstock out. Dave Porter, Del McVarish and stuff. And, his newcomer passenger is ready. He's just been sat in the shade, and a very quick word with Lewis if we can. All those people, they've helped you along the way, I take it. Good luck.
Yeah, they've all been a good help to us this year, and it started out the little 95 club, and we've got a few members now, and they all love coming and they all love us racing.
How's your passion you got on newcomer, obviously?
Yeah, I think he's doing all right, isn't he?
He's doing all right, isn't he? Some good pace you're showing.
Yeah, he says, I don't want to be seen on any pictures. I want to be out the wind.
Good lad, get it done. Good luck today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Off at number 5, then Lewis Blackstock and Patrick Rosny. Scott Hardy's right next to us as well. Scott is always worth a bit of a laugh and a bit of a joke. He's just looked me up and down because I've got a new fireproof suit this year, which is kind of blue, purpley and kind of orangey. And it's very, how shall I say, it's very bright, that's all I'm going to say. That outfit you can just hear there is now going to be the guys who are going to be starting second on the road. The Ben Virgil and Patrick Rosny for their LCR machine, 115.664. And Beth Espy joins us back up here as well. You've just been walking up from the speaking of Bruce Moore, Mark Gash there. It's noisy down this end, isn't it? You've had to turn it up again. It's incredible, isn't it, when that outfit fires in?
I am amazed that anybody has any hearing left once they've been down here, but they're just so excited and ready to get going, and thank goodness the conditions looking absolutely perfect right now.
What a performance by Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson. Newcomer pairing, 113.040. They're going to be starting off in start position, if we go quickly over the page, in start position number 5, but they've got Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement just behind them as well, so it just shows you, doesn't it? You look at the youngsters, the young ones that are coming through. Quite incredible, isn't it? And it's getting a bit nervous here now. You can just feel that tension. Every time that bing bong goes, it lifts, doesn't it?
Really does. And you know, just thinking about the young racers coming through, just speaking to Alice Smith there, honestly, I mean, she's only 20 years of age, but already has got that big smile on her face. She absolutely loves it, and as ever with a lot of the people who are here, it's something she's always wanted to do, now ticking it off the bucket list.
Absolutely. The dad raced here as well, George Holden and Mark Wilkes. They were ninth quickest in qualifying at 110.048. they're on the chat show with us at the Marshalls thing last night. Really, really enjoying their time. And I actually hadn't looked at the sidecar times, and I saw, boys, how do you get into there? I haven't had time. I've got to do this. We did 110, and all the marshals give them a massive, massive cheer. And the buzz it gave them was brilliant.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Just looking at George Holden there, the size of him.
I know.
You know, being crouched down in that sidecar driver position, it must be quite a thing. But his dad, John, there, just talking to him. And it's going to be a weird one for John, isn't it? Mm. Just sitting there watching them go off. And I wonder whether he wishes
he
were
told
there.
Me last night he's not finished yet. He
oh,
said
really?
He's not finished yet. That's what he said to us at the Marshall's supper last night. He said, I'm not finished yet. Listen, this could be anyone's. We know sidecar racing can be. The outfits can break down. Everyone thinking that we're talking. People have talked about the Cowboys are going to just run away with it. They might. Oh, that's a stop. Oh. They might. However, all could happen. That thing could stop. They could have a problem. Could stop. There could be anybody. There's so many people in this one that could win it. Because you look at the speeds, right? We got 116.6 for Founds. Obviously, Pete's not here. Ben, 115.6. Lee Crawford, 115.1. Lewis Blackstock, 114.6. There's not much in it, is there?
There really isn't. And I just wonder, I don't know whether Al can sort of give us some guidance on this, but obviously, it's only two laps instead of three. So from a fuel point of view, Al, would you be putting a little bit more in just to make sure you get those two laps done?
No. I think they'll be reservative at the two laps. You know, they want to make it as quick as they can, and hopefully there'll be no stoppages in this one, and it'll just be the two laps straight through. So I think they'll have worked out the fuel loads all week, and they'll just have enough for these two laps in, I would have thought, Beth.
Yeah, so the outfits now roll to the line. Number one outfit of Ryan and Callum Crowe, your current TT champions on the Honda LCR, the Opel Properties machine. They're at number one. The gap at number two, and we miss Pete and we miss Jevon. Well, we've got about a minute to go before the start of the sidecar race. Number one, Chris Boyd and Alan Founds up on the tower.
Thank you very much, Chris Kinley and Beth Espy down on the ground. The sun is shining on Glencrutchery Road. The wind looks to have dropped a little bit. We know it's coming in this evening in gale force, but at the moment we are 45 seconds away from the start of the freewheeling.media sidecar TT race one. We see Ryan and Callum just having a bit of a stretch on the line. Mark Pendlebury there. Our starter is Dawn Kinnish, accompanied by Chris Beaumont, founder of freewheeling.media. We can see them on the rostrum, ready to shake the flag in 25 seconds or so. This is the freewheeling.media sidecar TT race one over two laps, 75.46 miles. Our 2024 podium with Ryan and Callum Crowe, Peter Founds and Jevon Wormsley, and the man to my right, Alan Founds and Rhys Gibbons. As we get to 10 seconds to go, Callum's on now, crouched right down. They are ready to take the flag. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! On the Opel Kell Properties Honda LCR, they are away. Second away will be Ben Birchall, the all-time winning most driver. Well, but yeah. Away, the man who won so many, with Patrick Rosny on board this year on the Honda LCR, the Hager Wickham Blackwell. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy on the Team ARCR. Kawasaki LCR, they're away next. They finished the best or fifth, I think, in previous TTs. Then Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, newcomer passenger, on the Dave Holden Yamaha. They're away next. Then our star newcomers, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, on the Eddies Motos of Tadcaster Yamaha CES. They're away. Then our star newcomers of last year, Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, on their Yamaha. they get their TT 2025 underway. Then another newcomer driver, so many newcomers in this sidecar class, Stephen Kershaw with Alan's nephew Rhys Gibbons. They're away on the Express Tires Quattro Group Honda. Next up will be another of the newcomers, George Holden, following in the family footsteps with Mark Wilkes on the Barnes Racing Yamaha. And then the Dayglo, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes outfit, you won't miss it. The Honda LCR as they get underway, the Moto Travel Harker Haulage Honda, followed by the Gibsons, Gary and Daryl Gibson going off next on the GDM Logistics Honda Suzuki. They're away. Then Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims on the Dawson Classic Motorcycle Honda. They will go next in start position 11. Of course, the outfit starting in qualifying order this year. So 12th will be Steve and Matty Ramsden on the Oliver's Mount Racing Honda. Then our Belgian crew, Renzo and Valle van de Donkt. They go 13th start position on the De Pastel moving Suzuki. Followed by James Saunders with Sarah Stokoe. James switching over to the driver's side this year on the Home Choice Honda. They're away. Next will be Wayne Lockie and Matty Rostron on the Dirty Weekender IMS Racing Honda. Another of our local crews then, back at the TT for the first time in a few years, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey on the AGB Services Honda. Then John Saunders and Vicky Cook on the Home Choice Yamaha. They will get themselves underway as well. Vicky leaned right over the side to get them all the pressure down over that rear wheel and get them away. Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth. So many years here for Alan. He gets his TT underway on the Honda Ireson. Next up will be Dan Knight and Justin Sharp on the Kawasaki DMR. And Mick Donovan and Jake Roberts, of course. Jake Roberts, a passenger with Dave Molyneux last year. Dave now retired from TT Racing and one of the rider reps who looks after these newcomers, Cosmic Group Kawasaki, for them. Up next, Vigert Kranenburg and Kevin Krolsch, who's a newcomer on the Eckerts Translager Honda. They're away. Then Gordon Shand and Frank Clays on the Kevin Ashworth Machine Timber Suzuki. Newcomer pairing away 23rd, Bruno Mathern and Mathilde Julie on their Suzuki LCR. Then Craig Curry and Jason Pitt, a newcomer driver, on their Honda. Then it will be Maria Costello MBE with newcomer passenger Alice Smith. And we heard how excited Alice was to get out there onto the TT course. They will go on the Galgorm Resort Honda. Followed by Bruce Moore and Mark Gash on the Arcadian Motel of Christchurch Yamaha. 27th away will be Ross Buchanan and Adam Evans on a Kawasaki Lumley. They're both newcomers at the TT course, so too are the next two away, Stephen Palakor and Drill Yan on a Yamaha. Three more outfits coming to the line. Eric Lenzer and Anne Rossette on the Suzuki. Then John Chipley and Jody James, that change of passenger as they got to the TT here on the Honda. Jody stepping in to make sure John doesn't miss out on his TT. And the final outfit away will be David Marshall and Luke Galligan.
There was a few of them outfits then that they were really screwing the engines off the start then, weren't they? You know, really trying to give it some. I think they're all really excited to get out racing on this race, and it shows by the way they're going off the line like a scalded cat there. Brilliant.
Is that something you need to be conscious of when you're setting off?
It's something that you definitely need to be aware of, yeah. You know, you've got cold tyres at that point when you're setting off the line, so screaming the engine like that, it's not going to help it too much, but at the same time, you're revved up, you're ready to go, and you want to get out of that gate as fast as you can.
waiting for. Yeah, these top outfits now through Glen Helen and on up onto the Cronkavody straight. It is Ryan and Callum Crowe leading the way, 11.3 seconds up on Birchall, Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, with Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence only a tenth of a second down on Birchall and Rosny. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy 2 seconds down on Lewis Blackstock, of those that have made Glen Helen so far. As we see Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement drop into fifth, just ahead of Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson. They've been impressing as newcomers, haven't they?
They are officially the quickest newcomer at the moment in this race, and they're definitely one to watch out. And you know, this battle for this third place, this last part on the podium, is going to be fiercely contested with Lewis, and Kieran also are going to be in there with Todd as well.
We're waiting for more outfits to arrive at Glen Helen to get a consolidated idea of the leaderboard. So it is Ryan and Callum Crowe on the Opel Kell Properties Honda that are leading the way by 11.3 seconds at Glen Helen on lap one.
It's a huge lead that already, isn't it, all the way up to Glen Helen. And it's a fast section, you know, through down the bottom part of the section, you know, and that top speed is obviously showing it now, isn't it, with that 11-second lead. That's a massive advantage, that.
It is huge, isn't it, as we see Ben Birchall make his way down through Bergaro. We know, obviously, that there is a big speed advantage, or we've seen it all week in qualifying. Certainly, there's a big straight-line speed advantage. I think it's had one or two of the other crews just scratching their heads a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and Pete was always chasing that top speed as well, just trying to do something about it. Speed is king round here, and you're flat throttle for such a long time around this circuit that it's such a key point to having a fast lap round here.
We're hearing that unfortunately Stephen Kershaw and Rhys Gibbons' race has not lasted too long. They are out at Ballacrane as Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement now catch Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson on the road going down through the bottom of Bergaro. So they've taken 10 seconds out of them, and they're right, they'll want to get past them as quick as they can, because they are very much in the shake-up for a podium spot.
Yeah, that's a brilliant by Todd to make up that time already on Kieran, and he'll be getting that slipstream as well, so he'll be getting a little bit more push down the straights, and hopefully he can get past him easy enough. But Kieran's a newcomer around here, so Todd should know his way around here a little bit more, so hopefully he can get past them and carry on with that advantage that he's got.
George Holden and Mark Wilkes. George obviously picking a very experienced passenger to have with him for his first TT.
What a brilliant pairing that is, yeah. Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better passenger than Mark Wilkes to have on as your first TT. The inside knowledge that he's been giving George all the way through this TT, as well as his dad, you know, with John. He's been heavily involved in it as well, and I know he's missing it, but he'll be inputting every single bit of knowledge that he's got to George, and it's showing, isn't it? You know, what brilliant newcomer pairing that is so far.
Absolutely tremendous. So the Crows then are now through Balaf. We await for Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny to arrive, who were holding on to second, but only by a tenth of a second from Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence at Glen Helen. So here is Birchall now into Balaf. So we just wait now for Blackstock and Lawrence to get an idea of where this top three really does sit. The lead is out to 20 seconds already. Ryan and Callum Crowe leading by 20.3 seconds. Crawford and Hardy are through as well. We wait for Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence to arrive. They should be the next outfit of Balaf. They are indeed, and they've taken second. Ryan and Callum Crowe lead now from Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Rosny at Balaf on lap one. It's exactly 20 seconds. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny are then only 0.3 seconds down on Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. Then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy showing in fourth.
Worth mentioning here that Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy and Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, obviously Oscar a newcomer, but they are on standard engines as well, so they're part of this standard engine class that's being champion this year at the TT, and to do them sort of speeds on the stock engines, that's really impressive at the moment.
Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clements have got past Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, so they've cleared them on the run up to Balaf, and that means now that they've got clear road in front of them, Ellis and Clements. They'll next be coming up if they catch anyone on Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Rosny, but they're not quite on their pace, because obviously Blackstock and Lawrence are running second in the race behind the Crows. So the Crows lead by 20 seconds from Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, then Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny only 0.3 seconds down on them in third, then Lee Crawford and Scott Holden only 1.4 seconds down on Birchall. We said this could become a huge scrap. It's very tight after the Crows at the moment. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement 5.9 seconds down on Crawford and Hardy in fifth, then George Holden showing in sixth, 10 seconds down on Ellis and Clement, then Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson seventh, Gary and Daryl Gibson in 8th, and Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes showing in 9th, although Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims now slot into 8th ahead of the Gibsons.
We're just looking at the speed trap times then from the Sulby Straight, and it looked like Lewis and Paddy were 149 mile an hour, and that shows on the standard engines, and Lee Croft and Scott Hardy were 150. And you know, that to do that on the standard engines against the 160 mile an hour that Ryan and Callum have got, you know, on their tuned engine, it's really impressive. And you know, I'm surprised to see Ben Birchall's not a bit further up there. If we're honest, we always thought it was going to be a bit of a Ryan and Callum first, Ben and Tom, but you know, they're obviously struggling a little bit. He's had problems in practice week, and it's brilliant to see it so close between that second, third and fourth position now, and it's a real race on our hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan and Callum down the Sulby Straight, 161.008 as they arrive into Parliament Square, just under braking, getting the bike squirming a little bit. But Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny are the second fastest down Sulby, nearly 8.5 miles an hour slower, 152.6, and that is telling.
It really is such an advantage to have speed over here, as we're seeing, you know, and it also means that they don't need to push as hard through the corners, you know, they don't really need to try as hard, and the key to winning a TT is to win a TT at the slowest possible pace that you can, and that keeps it safe for them.
Absolutely. We're hearing that Mick Donovan and Jake Roberts are out at Ballacrane, so their race unfortunately over on this opening lap. We've got Ryan and Callum Crowe through Ramsey on the opening lap of this freewheeling.media sidecar TT race one. We are waiting on Birchall, who we see coming up onto Mayhill and Cruikshanks now, then into Whitegate. So we'll get them there, but we're waiting really on Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, who are holding second at Balath. We'll get them through shortly. They're just coming through Parliament Square. So too are Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. We'll get these times as they come through out into Ramsey at the hairpin.
So Lewis will be able to see Lee now, so that he's close enough to actually see him, and that's a great advantage for the driver, because it really spurs you on, and it pulls you closer and closer and closer, and it gives you the bit between the two to chase him.
Birchall has taken second place back at Ramsey. Ryan and Callum Crowe now lead by 25.4 seconds from Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, but there's only quarter of a second between Birchall and Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. So they're having a nip and tuck race. They're not aware of it possibly, but there's only quarter of a second between them. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, quarter of a second down on Birchall and Rosny. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, the other outfit through Ramsey. Looking back to Balath, Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement were holding on to fifth. Then it's more outfits arrive at Ramsey, so the leaderboard has a little bit of a reshuffle. There's George Holden and Mark Wilkes, I think, possibly into sixth at the moment, which is impressive.
So Todd Ellis obviously got past Kieran Clark on the road, and Kieran seems to be sticking to the back of him now, and he's following him. And you know, Todd's on a standard engine again, Kieran's on a tuned engine, and whether he just can't shake him now, and obviously Kieran's going to be in his slipstream, so he'll do well to keep with him and follow him over the mountain by the looks of it.
Or maybe try and go past him over the mountain. Do you think he'll try and pass back?
Yeah, I think if he's got the speed advantage, absolutely, yeah. You don't want to be sticking behind someone unless you know you're not going to be quicker than him. But you know, this is a race, isn't it? And we all want to go quicker than everyone else.
George Holden and Mark Wilkes just raising the passenger wheel as they went through White Gates there. Absolutely going.
Really pushing it. Brilliant to see.
Absolutely. So more outfits arriving into Ramsey. We're going to get two or three more just in the next few seconds, so we'll just wait for those to come through to get an idea of where we are. But we've got news from race control. James Saunders and Sarah Stokoe, number 22, off at Glen Helen. Both are reported as okay. So James Saunders and Sarah Stokoe, outfit number 22, have come off at Glen Helen. Both reported as okay. Thank goodness for that. So these more outfits through Ramsey, lap one of the freewheeling.media sidecar TT race one. It is just a two-lapper. Ryan and Callum Crowe leading the way by 25.4 seconds from Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. They're only quarter of a second ahead of Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, 2.6 seconds back on Blackstock. Then Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement in fifth, 10.6 seconds down on Crawford. Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, who are right with them on the road, are 10.2 seconds back in sixth. Then George Holden and Mark Wilkes is 3.1 seconds down on Kieran Clark in seventh in the battle of the newcomer drivers there. Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims, 4 seconds down on Holden. Gary and Daryl Gibson are their ninth, rounding out the top ten, Steve and Matty Ramsden, and they're only 0.3 of a second down on the Gibsons. Greg Lawrence and Andrew Haynes in 11th for Enzo and Valle van der Donk in 12th as we get the leading outfits on the run up the mountain.
And we're just watching then about Kieran, you know, we said about slipstreaming to Todd Ellis before, and he looks like he's trying to get past him there on the road, and I think he probably thought better of it and to let Todd go with them around some of the corners. Yeah. Let's not forget that Kieran's a newcomer around here, so he's not going to have that experience of where he can pass through someone and where he can get away with that.
He just pulled out to the right-hand side up through MD's, just onto the mountain mile to have a look, and then decided the better of it.
And decided the better of it, which I think was a wise move by him, fair play.
We get the leading outfits through Bungalow lap one. The Crows are just on a pace, an unbelievable pace of their own here. They're now 32.4 seconds up on Birchall, but we must wait for Blackstock and Lawrence in particular, and also Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy to get to the Bungalow.
Let's not forget that Oscar Lawrence here is a newcomer passenger on the back of Lewis Blackstock there on a sidecar number five, and what he's doing as a newcomer passenger is really impressive at the moment. To be doing them speeds and that pace, and you know, it's great to see. The newcomer field is really strong this year at the Sidecar TT, and it's really showing now, isn't it? With Kieran up there and Oscar Lawrence up there fighting for podium contentions, it's brilliant to see this.
They are the Crows on a high 1:19 pace as far as the Bungalow. They did a standing start lap in Friday, qualifying at 119.668. They are on an almost identical pace for a standing start here in the race today, and that has given them that 32.4 second lead. Birchall and Rosling have then just stretched out their advantage over Blackstock and Lawrence by about a second or so. It's out to 1.8 seconds now between the two, so still nothing really between them. That's allowed Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy just to close in a little bit on Blackstock and Lawrence. 1.6 seconds behind Blackstock and Lawrence are Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Then we go out to Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement in fifth, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson in sixth of the six outfits through the Bungalow on the opening lap of this three-wheeling .media Sidecar TT race one.
That fight for that third place is going to be really hot contested, isn't it? Like you say, Chris, with the 1.8 seconds between Lewis and Ben, and then Lee and Scott are 1.6 seconds behind them, and that's a real hot battle, that one.
Brilliant. Absolutely, we are. We see George Holden heading up the Halewood Heights there. The thing absolutely singing in the outfit, and these engines being tuned, even if they're stock engines they're running, they're being tuned to as much as they possibly, they're being really pushed here, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Let's not forget, it's pulling two people with twice the weight of what it would be on a motorbike. And you know, these engines, it's an engine tuner's nightmare when you say you're going to put an engine in a sidecar, because the stress you put through around this TT course, and especially with what Ryan and Callum are doing, like on them speeds, that's absolutely outstanding, really. You know, it's amazing that them engines can actually do that for the start.
The Ryan and Callum Crowe then are into the nook. We can see they're almost back with us. They're through Croncnamona. They're still on this 1:19 and a half pace for the opening lap as they get the brakes on into the Governor's Bridge and into Governor's Dip. They go under the trees where it goes suddenly go very dark, and you flash out into the bright sunlight as you come onto Glen Crutchy Road, as they do now. We will get them flashing past us any moment. We'll get an indication of this first lap time. They are leading by so far. Here they come. There they go. Wow, over the top and away into their second and final lap. They're already at half race distance. 119.418 for them on the opening lap. 118 minutes 57.412. 119.418 as we next wait for Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosley to come through on the road. We're just trying to have a look at where we are, get the leaderboards and all set up. Waiting for them at Croncnamona. Birchall and Rosley were 2.9 seconds ahead of Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, who was then only 0.05 of a second ahead of Crawford and Hardy. So it is a battle, and we think, as here goes Birchall and Rosley, they are away out onto their final lap. 115.731 for them from a standing start. That Crow lap is the fastest standing start race lap we've ever seen at the TT on the sidecars. 119.4 4.18, 18 minutes 57.413, the fastest ever standing start that we've seen. As Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence flash past, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy were right ahead of them. Let's get this update then. Crowe's lead by 36.2 seconds at the end of lap one. Then Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence are now 2.4 seconds down on Birchall and Rosny. And Crawford and Scott Hardy are only half a second down on them. So this podium battle is going to keep us going, I think.
I think it will do, won't it? Yeah, well, even second place, third and fourth. It's brilliant. It's so close racing. And we're just looking now at Todd Ellison. And Kieran Clark again, he's stuck right to the back of Todd Ellis, and he's using all that experience, that extra year's experience on Todd.
Here they come, Ellis followed by Clark, literally right in the slipstream.
Listen to that thing go, yeah, brilliant.
In fact, Clark's pulling out to possibly look for an overtake there.
You don't want to do it there, Kieran.
Oh my word, we'll see. No, he's backed out of it. We can see at the top of Bray Hill. He went to have a look though, brave.
Very brave, boy. You know, he's here as a newcomer, so he's still learning, and you know, that'll be a learning curve for him, won't it?
Literally, he's had a high-speed tour behind Ellison Clement all the way from Balaf, I think it was. Ellison Clement had got past him, and he has just absolutely sat with them for the whole of the rest of the lap.
It's really off-putting as a driver, because when you're so close behind someone, as Kieran is, you're just getting ripples, and the aerodynamic effect on it just absolutely rattles your eyeballs everywhere. And he's going to be fine there now, and that's probably why he's pulling out, just to get out of that slipstream, because he probably can't see where he's going half the time when he's in that.
Desperate just to get a view. So the Crows then, that opening lap, 119.418, the fastest ever standing start sidecar lap we have seen at the TT. Then Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, 115.731. Then Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, 115.488. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, 115.430. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, 113.518. Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, 112.560, as Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims flashed through a pass here at the grandstand, 110.689. Gary and Daryl Gibson, 109.817. Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes, 108.876. And Stephen Matthew Ramsden, 110.582. In terms of the race, then, it's the Crows that lead convincingly at the end of the opening lap. 36.2 seconds ahead of Birchall and Rosny are at the head of this tremendous battle for the other podium positions. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Rosny, 2.4 seconds down on them. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, only half a second down on that. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement hold fifth in the race, 10.8 seconds. Then Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, who are right with them on the road, so it is just that 10.1 seconds behind them in terms of the race. Then Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims into seventh place, 20.4 seconds down on that. Stephen Matthew Ramsden in eighth, ninth for Gary Gibson and Daryl Gibson. Rounding out the top 10, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes.
Just watching then over the line, Gary Gibson, Bob Dawson and Greg Lambert all went across the start and finish line at the same time, all three of them like a procession. So someone's got the work cut out for them then if they're going to get round all three of them outfits.
We are indeed. The leading end of the race is on its way out to Glen Helen. We're waiting for the next sectors. In fact, we can see on the way out through Gorthley at the moment, Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, they're heading out there, so we'll get the Crows well up the road from them. In fact, the Crows are at Glen Helen. Birchall's just at Ballacrane. That's how much of a difference there is on this pace on this lap. So Crow then out through Glen Helen on the second lap, still pushing that bike, there's no doubt about it, they're at the max.
Yeah, I think these two laps will suit certain people, won't they? And when you're tuning your engines that hard, and when you're trying to throw as much power out of that bike as you can, then, you know, two laps is definitely going to be kinder than three laps for these engines.
They are on, they're on a 120.3 pace. Obviously, the outright lap record for the sidecars is 120.6. So they're on 120.3, Glen Helen to Glen Helen.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that lap record drop on this session with the speed that they've got at the moment around Callum Crowe. Really pushing it hard, aren't they, through this one?
In fact, that is a new sidecar sector record for Grandstand to Glen Helen, 4:37.439. That's the fastest we've ever seen on the run out to Glen Helen.
That's impressive, isn't it? That's really impressive. That straight line speed is really showing, isn't it? And you know, all the way through Crosby, you're flat pinned all the way through there. You come out of Union Mills and all the way up until Greeba Bridge, it's flat out, and that's showing on them speeds, isn't it?
mightily impressive. It's pushed their lead out to 45.6 seconds at Glen Helen. Lap two off two in this three-wheeling.media sidecar TT race one. 45 seconds at Glen Helen on lap two. It's completely under control. They're on that sort of lap record pace potentially here, but they might not need to do that. They can back it right off if they want.
Yeah, absolutely. We said about that, you know, winning the race at the slowest possible speed is the key round here, isn't it? As we're just seeing, Lee Crawford's now gone ahead of Lewis Blackstock into that third position. So Lewis and Oscar are 1.2 seconds behind them now as it goes through the Glen Helen section. So that's still on that race for that podium position.
This absolutely is the scrap to watch. The Crows lead them by 45.6 seconds from Birchall and Patrick Rosny. It's then 4.7 seconds back to Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, so that's not, can change yet as well. Then 1.2 seconds between Crawford and Hardy and Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, as Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement slot into fifth, 24.5 seconds back on Blackstock, and then Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson is still sticking right with them, 10.3 seconds down on Ellis and Clement, and he can just take the toe all the way to a top six finish here on the debut sidecar TT.
What a great TT that is for as a newcomer, you know, to finish in the top six. That's a fantastic achievement, and I'm sure he'll probably want to get past them on the run, but he's tried a few times, been unsuccessful so far. I think he just needs to enjoy this race. You know, he's 10 seconds back on Todd Ellis, and he's got 20 seconds ahead of him, I think, from the person who's in seventh place. So whether he's getting that pit board, whether he knows this information, I'm not quite sure, but it seems that he's enjoyed himself anyway in the first TT.
Absolutely sensational. We're going to try and take a little bit of a look back to the end of lap one, just see if we can pick up more of these outfits a little bit further down the leaderboard. And in we've got down to certainly Gary Gibson and Daryl Gibson and Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes rounding out the top 10 in 11th. Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey in 12th. Renzo and Valid Van der Donkt, Wayne Lockie and Matty Rostrum holding on to 13th at the end of lap one. Dan Knight and Justin Sharp in 14th. And Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth in 15th. Vicar Kranenberg and Kevin Kolsch in 16th. John Saunders and Vicky Cook showing in 17th. 18th for Gordon Shand and Frank Plays. 19th for Stevens Palacore and Drul Yan. 20th for Bruno Mathern and Mathilde Julie. Maria Costello and Alice Smith in 21st. Then Ross Buchanan and Adam Evans in 22nd, Craig Curry and Jason Pitt showing 23rd, and in 24th, Bruce Moore and Mark Gash.
Just to put these speeds into perspective here, on that lap, the top eight are into the 110 mile an hour laps, and we haven't seen that for some years at the Sidecar TT, and it's brilliant to see it, especially with the amount of newcomers that we've got here at the moment. The speeds are certainly being pushed up, and you know the lap records are certainly going to be falling, aren't they, with that.
The lap record is in real danger here, out as far as Balaff. The Crows are there in 7 minutes 57.4. The lap record split by the Birchalls in 2023 is 8:02.7. So they are 5.3 seconds inside lap record pace at Balaff. This is going to potentially be a monstrous lap, it has to be said.
Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? You know, it's good to see these lap records being smashed, but you're dead right. They don't need to do that, do they?
They don't.
I think the boys have got a point to prove here. I think they won that lap record, don't they?
They want to show what that bike has got. We're racing in almost perfect conditions on the Isle of Man. The sun is shining. The wind is not too heavy. It's fantastic conditions to go racing on the Isle of Man. And we're on lap record pace on the three-wheeling.media sidecar TT race two. Final lap, lap two off two. In this race, Ryan and Callum Crowe are putting on an absolute exhibition. They won both races last year to make their real breakthrough. They did the 120 mile an hour lap as well, and so now they are looking to really become the dominant force at sidecar racing at the TT.
I do wonder whether they're pushing these speeds and this lap record pace, because this might be the last year that they have these tuned engines. You know, next year with what's happening with the class, they might be going standard engines next year. That's not been officially discussed yet, but I think that's the plan, I think, and that's why they're trialling the standard engines this year with the different classes, with the white numbers and the red backgrounds, rather than the different coloured numbers that you'll see around the course.
And that is presumably just on a cost basis to try and make it more affordable, is it? I think
as you look from the third place battle that we're seeing now, that's what we're going to be seeing if we all have standard engines. You know, you're not going to have that difference in speed and power really between everyone.
Looking at the battle for the podium, Ben Lawrence and Patrick Rosny are through Ballath, 54.3 seconds down on the Crows. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy then 6.4 seconds down on Birchall, but we cannot see Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence arrived at Ballath as yet. They are showing us through Glen Helen. They do not appear to have arrived at Ballath, and we think they are overdue. It moves Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement up to fourth. They've stopped and making adjustments, we understand. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence just after Bagarrow. They are stopped and making adjustments.
Oh, what an absolute nightmare for you, Bim. Been absolutely flying, hasn't he, up to now, and he'll be really, really disappointed with that, but hopefully he can get back going and he can get a finish for Oscar on his first TT.
It moves Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement up to fourth, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson up to fifth as the Crows now arrive at Ramsey Hairpin. They're into Ramsey already, onto the final climb off the mountain off this race, and that lap record, let's see where we are. Oh, they're nearly 10, well, they're 9.2 seconds inside lap record pace here. Wow. 9.2 seconds, wow, it's going to be possibly nudging towards the 121.8 miles per hour.
That's ridiculous speeds, isn't it? But fair play to them. And like we said, this might be the last year they get to prove this. So, you know, why not? Why not try it while you can?
Absolutely sensational pace from the Crows. There's no sign of them backing off at all. It looks like Kieran Clark may have got back past Todd Ellis on the road here.
I think he's got past him, yeah, on the run after Ballath all the way into Quarry Bend. I think he overtook him there somewhere on that straight.
Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims we see arriving into Ballath as well, and the Gibsons also through Ballath.
Bob Dawson just having a look back then as he's got Gary Gibson right behind him. He's obviously hearing it. He can obviously hear it in his helmet. And yeah, he just had a quick look back after Ballath then just to see how close he was.
Birchall and Rosny coming up through White Gates on the run into Stella Maris. Again, just popping in the side passenger wheel. That does seem to be the thing to do just as you go into White Gates there. And then up through Stella. Oh, just running the overrun on the run up through Stella Maris.
It's bumpy up there. It's really bumpy up Stella Maris, and it can really catch it out. And we just heard that then as the back wheel was struggling to find adhesion like on the track.
And we see Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy there also into Stella Maris on the run up to the hairpin where we'll get the next checkpoint. The Crows lead has gone up to over a minute at Ramsey on lap two. What a performance they are putting in. 62.39 seconds they lead Birchall and Rosny by. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy then have just slipped a little bit back on Birchall and Rosny as well. 8.2 seconds now in that battle. It's just a shame what's happened there to Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence, because that's just deprived us that podium battle, hasn't it?
It has, hasn't it? Yeah, it's just made it a bit more longer, like, for that third position. But you know, Lee and Scott will be pushing hard still, and 8 seconds, it's not impossible to catch Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny at this one, so I'm sure they'll be trying. Hopefully they've got some pit boards telling them that and they can try to push it.
If anybody is looking for George Holden and Mark Wilkes, they are still circulating. We understand their transponder has failed, so we're not seeing any times for Holden and Wilkes. We'll have to see where they drop into the leaderboard as and when they get to the grandstand, which is where that timing can then take place. So they are still circulating, just their transponder is working as Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson and Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement arrive into the hairpin.
It's like deja vu, this, isn't it? But it's the other way around now. So now Todd's going to follow Kieran over the mountain, and Kieran might be able to stretch his legs a little bit with that tuned engine underneath him, and he might be able to pull that distance away from Todd. And he's got some time to make up. We just look at him through White Gates there, absolutely flat out, and just got that chair wheel just bouncing over the curb and using every bit of road there. Brilliant.
Absolutely full airborne. Yeah, indeed. It's Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement who this time will take the little bit of the toe, if they can get one, off Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson with, as you say, the tuned motor versus the standard motor. It may just be that Clark and Johnson just pull away from them as we see them into the gooseneck. Ellis is still right with them there, but up the road, way up the road, are Ryan and Callum Crowe. They're through the bungalow on this final lap. We're waiting for their split to pop up so we can get an indication on where we are with regards to this lap record. It looks like it's going to be something unbelievable, to be honest. It's
we're looking at how planted the Crow Boys' outfit looks over all of these corners, and they haven't got the chair wheel drifting over the air like everyone else. They haven't got it sideways. They seem really steady around the corners and just using that straight line speed, that advantage that they've got, which is, you know, the best way to win a TT, isn't it, without the risk.
up over 121 pace to the bungalow. They've set new sidecar fastest ever seen sector times to Glen Helen, Balath and Ramsey. Not so the climb of the mountain. They're just 0.2 or so of a second outside of the Birchall's fastest ever climb of the mountain, but they've taken the other three and they are well on lap record pace.
Just looking at Callum there, he's absolutely buried in that third and trying to get every single bit of advantage. And to be on that sort of pace and to be on that sort of that speed, if the 121s, which has never been done before, that's a pretty special moment, that. And it looks like they're going to achieve that, and they're definitely driving for it.
That's right. The lap record stands to the Birchalls from 2023. Ben and Tom at 120.645 miles per hour. That's the figure we're looking for as and when they get back here to the TT Grandstand. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny are now also through the bungalow. We see them on Halewood's Rise. They're still pushing.
They're still pushing, then. They just got a pit board then, just as they come out of the bungalow. So Ben will know how far he is in front of, he won't know it's Lee, but he'll know how far he is in front of the person.
There's an absolute freight train heading into the hairpin here. Four outfits.
Brilliant. Yeah, you've got Greg Lambert, Bob Dawson, Gary Gibson, and I think Stephen Matty Ramsden as well there. All four of them.
They're going to have a fantastic final lap run over the mountain, the four of those. But we see now the Crows, and they are on this unbelievable pace. It's now 70 seconds. 1 minute 10.6, they lead Birchall and Rosny by. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy then are 12.5 seconds down on Birchall and Rosny. Todd Ellison and Emmanuel Command hold fourth at Ramsey. Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson just behind them, but ahead of them on the road. Steve Ramsden and Matty Ramsden are up to sixth in the race at Ramsey on lap two. Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims are seventh. The Gibsons holding on to eighth.
It's turned into a good race, isn't it, between the fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh position here. And like you said, they're starting to close up now on the road, and they'll be using that slipstream where they can, just to try and edge out as much speed as they can down them fast bits, especially over the mountain.
And we shouldn't underestimate, with Patrick Rosny, the difference between what he's done before and trying to step up to that Birchall type pace at the TT.
That's right. That bike of Ben's is an absolute missile, and to try and hold on to that, which Patrick's having to do, he's done a good job up to now, and to be on podium contention at the moment as it stands, it's brilliant. It's going to be a good achievement for him, definitely.
The Crows are through Crocknamoner on this final lap. It's no cruise to victory, though, because they are on lap record pace and nudging this 121 mile an hour lap potentially on the sidecars. They're into Governor's Dip. We'll have them come out onto Glen Crutchy Road in a couple of seconds. Here they are. They're out onto Glen Crutchy Road. We'll get them blazing across the line, and then it'll be all eyes on the timing screen to see what they have managed to do on 37.73 miles. Here they come. Victory for the Crows. And a sensational new lap record, 121.021 miles per hour. Wow, 18 minutes, 42.35. It's about 3 seconds inside the Birchall's lap, 3.5 seconds inside the Birchall's lap record. The first ever 121 mile an hour lap by a sidecar at the TT.
That's mightily impressive, isn't it? You know, we saw the 160 mile an hour barrier broke down Sulby Straight with that outfit, and now the 121 mile an hour lap, that's going to take some beating.
We'll get you down into winner's enclosure, but we'll just get the top three across the line. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny, they should be coming next. They're through Crocknamoner. We'll have them with us on the Hager Wickham Blackwell machine as the Crows are fist pumps going on from Callum, who's going to get off the bike. We'll get you down to Chris Kinley very, very shortly. We do just want to get Birchall and Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy across the line, so we've got the top three in. They should be with us any time now, Birchall and Patrick Rosny. We see the checkered flag is waiting for them on Glen Crutchy Road.
They like to come on, so they're obviously through Crocknamoner number 3, 4 and number 12, and we are just waiting for them to cross the line now on Glen Crutchy Road, and we're expecting to see Ben and Patrick through first, as I think they've just come out of the knock now, and here they are down the start and finish straight, so we'll see what their timing is when it comes over the road.
.1613 for Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny on the second lap to take the runners-up spot. And then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy are also through Crocknamoner. We'll in fact go down to Chris Kinley because we don't want to miss these celebrations, Chris.
Oh yeah, absolutely brilliant when they came in. These two boys are close as anything. The kids are all out as well, which is great. There's a new child in there as well. 18 minutes, 42.350, 121.021. Well done to Ben Birchall and Pat Rosny getting a second place. It looks like it could be a first TT podium for Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. We'll get that confirmed when they come across the line. We'll get the boys in a moment. Here he comes. Yeah, they're in as well. So it is a podium for Lee and Scott. Brilliant stuff for them. But it's the third TT win. But it's another podium for Ben Birchall, this time with Pat Rosny in the chair. And they go into their position. Well done. The Crow boys are still just having a little talk to each other over there with the team and everything like that. And we'll get a quick word of them in a moment. And Callum, I'm not sure if you know your lap speed yet, but there it is on the top there. 1:21.021.
It's not too bad, is it?
Talk us through that.
To be honest with you, Chris, I'm half deaf because my earplug has come out. But that was some ride, that, by Ryan. it's been a long week. It's been a very long week, but very well done with Gary Thompson. And I just want to say a massive thank you to all my team. They've worked non-stop all week, all winter, and this is the prize we get. So a big thanks to everyone out there as well.
Absolutely, miles ahead. I know it's not an easy thing to win a TT race, but you boys did make it look easy. But it ain't.
No, it's not easy.
Knackered, aren't you?
I am knackered. It's not easy one bit. It's hard and fatiguing.
Let's speak to the driver then. 121 mile an hour.
That's all right, innit? Honestly, Chris, I didn't intend it. I didn't think that would come. It's that windy out there. It was just mint the whole way around. It was lovely. Couldn't knock it at all.
11 seconds at Glen Helen on the first lap. That was your lead.
Was it?
You were gone.
That's right. That's what you want, innit?
To be ahead, but this is possibly going to be the last year of the tuned engine as well. So we were, Alan Founds and us, we were all saying, is this the reason why they go for this? I'll give you the lap time. 18 minutes 42.35, 121.021. First 120 last year, now 121 now. Wow. And three TT wins.
Well, it's good that, you know, you'll do well to get that on a standard engine, you know, so if nobody can get it this year, it'll be ours forever, won't it? So.
Well done, boys. Excellent stuff. I'll let you go on DTV. Rob's trying to grab you. Well done, Gareth. Well done, Roy. Well done, Cal. Well done. And Pat and Ben, first time I've managed to speak to you all week. You've been that busy. Well done, mate. A podium there, but the boys are away. And your thoughts on their lap, I mean, with all the TT wins and all the experience you have, 121 mile an hour lap.
Jeez. Yeah, well done, boys. Super. Yeah. They're in a great place and, you know, they're performing immensely. And I know exactly what it's like to do with that speed, and it takes more than just two of you. A great team and congratulations, but well done to Paddy. I mean, big shoes again, and I'm not sure what lap time we did.
I'll give you, hang on, it's upside down. I don't like who does this. Quickest lap, 119 minutes 23.7, 116713.
Well, that's great. So each time we've gone out, we've gone quicker and quicker. Can't ask for any more than that. Well done. And
go on, carry on.
Just thanks to all my team and all my sponsors and everyone that still has faith in me. And we've got it in everything. Everyone knows it can come. It's just a little bit of time, so thank you.
Boys are saying quite blustery out there.
Yeah, it is. A few times it caught us, so yeah, just something for the solo boys to be aware of on the next race. But conditions are pretty perfect all the way around, so great job to everyone that's got this course ready to go this morning.
And Paddy, in here, look at this, in here, turning right into here. How does that feel?
Well, been close a few times, yeah. But finally made it in here. I'm chuffed a bit.
Good lap speed as well, slowly getting faster, if that's the right thing to say.
Yeah, slowly getting there. Happy with it all, really. It's been brilliant.
And you're saying a bit blustery. You feel it as well, the bike moving around a wee bit?
Yeah, it's windy up there, for sure.
Well done. Soak it in and enjoy, Paddy. Well done.
Cheers.
Well done. There you go. Let's grab a word with Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy as well. And also these boys, fifth and a sixth and two retirements. But I tell you what, boys, there's no feeling on earth like coming up a turn road and being pointed into here, if I can say it. Lee Crawford, Scott Hardy, well done, boys.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the team and everyone's hard work, the sponsors. We couldn't have imagined coming here, obviously, with our standard Kawasaki to try and show what a laid-up engine could do with a standard format. We're really happy. It was bloody hard work, that was, for two laps.
Boys were saying it was so blustery out there.
Yeah, I noticed straight away. We went for some long gearing that we tried the other day that pulled really well, but there, it was dreadful. The over the mountain, it was fifth all the way, and I started to think I had an issue. But no, over the moon, Scott did an incredible job, so is the team. It's lovely to share it with my dad, obviously. I don't cry, so I miss my little girl. And another thing, obviously, is thinking of it's obviously Team Founds right now, because they should have been on this podium.
But you're here, it's a TT race, it's what it's about, isn't it? You know, you're here for the very, very first time, and they've been there for the first time, and no doubt you'll probably be here again. What about Scott? How did he do? Is he ever going to smile? There he is.
You don't even know me, and you know my nature.
You're Scottish. What more can I say?
Just flying the flag, mate.
Absolutely. Listen, well done, boys. I mean, that means a lot, doesn't it, being turned in here?
Yeah, massive. Put it this way, it's the fastest run for an ice cream I've ever had.
Was it that tough? Because he was saying, even Ryan and Callum, they've done 121 mile an hour lap, by the way.
Yeah, something else, isn't it?
So, blimey. Your fastest lap, I'll give you that. I don't like computers. I just don't like them. Here we go. 115.43.
It's all right for a standard motor, eh?
It's a standard motor. Do you think the way that's going to go now, do you think that's going to, you know, help the class, bring some people on?
I think it'll bring a lot of people through the class and it'll make it a bit more grouped racing. But no, 100%, it'll be good.
And your honest reaction, and be careful, we are live on Radio TT, getting a podium on the Isle of Man. What does it mean to Scott Hardy?
Everything.
Yeah. Everything and more?
Yeah. All the hard work we put in behind the scenes. Even Lee ruining my paint job, I'm happy about that now.
Has he ruined your paint job? Yeah, do you the painting?
Yeah, I followed Ben a couple of nights ago and it's wrecked, but it's worth that, isn't it?
Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Well done, Lewis. Well done too. And who we got? Lewis Blackstock with Beth, I think it was.
Yeah, certainly is. Lewis, did you stop to make adjustments?
We just went through the bottom of the garage and it must have just knocked the lanyard off or something. The engine just cut out. We had pulled off and then we just got it going again, started it back up and it seemed all right, so... Checked everything over and I said, right, let's just keep going.
Blimey, I don't know what that does to your state of mind.
Yeah, I know, it's just, you've just got massive adrenaline and upset and everything, so it's just a bit hard work.
Apart from that though, how was the race?
Good, it was really good. Battle were good, battle planted, it just happens, it's the TT, yeah.
It really does. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, thank you.
Just going to see if I can grab a quick word here with Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. Todd, talk us through your race.
Yeah, it was all right. I set off well from the start and caught Kieran, the Glen Ellen. So, yeah, I thought, get past, get my head stuck in. So, yeah, made a better, best of a bad situation with the qualifying week. So, happy enough.
Well, that's good to hear. And conditions out there, we're hearing it's a little bit windy.
Yeah, a little bit windy. I noticed a little bit of wind up over the top. But, yeah, it was nice. We had a bit of a short circuit run around with Kieran passing each other and yeah, I thought I'd give people a bit of something to watch as well.
Brilliant, great to hear from you, Todd, thank you. I just want to see if we can have a word with George Holden. Look at that smile on your face now, talk us through that.
Oh, incredible, yeah. Just sunny day racing around the Isle of Man TT, it's everything I've dreamed of. So.
What was the best bit then?
All of it, every single second of it, mega.
And in terms of what you're going to take forward for the next race, any sort of learning points?
It's just, we're learning every time we get on the bike and we'll just keep eking a bit more, trying a bit more, and yeah, it comes to you more and more every time you go out, so yeah, absolutely love it.
Oh, buzzing, brilliant, the biggest smile in the paddock, thank you so much there to George Holden. So lots more outfits coming in and we will try and grab as many people as we can.
Many thanks, Beth. So let's just try to have a look back. We've got lots of outfits still completing their race. Let's give you the lap two times. And obviously we know that sensational lap record by Ryan and Callum Crowe, 18 minutes 42.350, 121.021 miles per hour, up into the 121s on the sidecars at TT. Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny's second lap was 116.713. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, 115.297. Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence with that stoppage that cost them probably just over 2 minutes, 104.123 on the final lap. Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, 114.102. Steve and Matty Ransden, 111.045 on the final lap. Those were the best of the times, I think, on that final lap. Others still coming through. So let's just start to go down the list. We've got the Supersport race coming up in only 27 minutes or so. A 3:15 planned start for the opening Supersport encounter here at TT 2025. Ryan and Callum Crowe then win by 1:17.670 from Ben Birchall and Patrick Rosny. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy finishing third, 17.351 seconds down on Birchall and Rosny, and they are the best of the standard engine crews. From second place in that category, fourth overall, Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement, who finished fourth overall, say 32.1 seconds down on Crawford and Hardy. In fifth, and the best newcomer pairing, Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson, are 8.9 seconds down on Ellis and Clement. In sixth, the Ramsdens, who finished third of the standard engine pairings as well, 55.5 seconds down on Clark and Johnson. Seventh, despite that stoppage, for Lewis Blackstock and Oscar Lawrence. Eighth for Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes. Ninth for Robert Dawson and Matthew Sims. Rounding out the top 10, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey on their return to the TT course. Just missing the top 10 for our Belgian crew, Renzo and Valle van der Donkt. They finish in 11th. Wayne Lockie and Matty Rostrum finish in 12th. Vigert Kranenbach and Kevin Kolsch finish 13th. Then John Saunders and Vicky Cook and Alan Thomas and Andrew Sigsworth round out the top 15. 16th for Gordon Shand and Frank Clays. 17th for Maria Costello and Alice Smith. Well done to Alice on her debut run at the TT. She gets a top 20 finish. Ross Buchanan and Adam Evans finish in 18th. Stevens, Palacore and Drul Jan finish 19th. Craig Curry and Jason Pitt round out the top 20. Then 21st, Bruce Moore and Mark Gash. In 22nd, the Gibsons, Gary and Daryl Gibson. Then Dan Knight and Justin Sharp in 23rd. 24th, Bruno Mathern and Mathil Julie. Josh Shipley and Jody James finished 25th. Eric Lenzer and Anne Rodasse finished 26th. And the last of the finishers, David Marshall and Luke Gallagher in 27th. Let's go back down to Beth.
Yeah, I'm here now with Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes. Another top 10 finish here. Talk us through your race, Greg.
Yeah, a bit of a slow start for me, really. I don't know what was a lot going on in my mind, I think. And I'm glad to get eighth. I'm over the moon. Not bad for an old stalwart, eh? So I'm pleased with that. And we've brought it home. And we were getting faster and faster. And we've got some fantastic footage on our camera. There was four of us for like three quarters of a lap. And I caught them all back up again and got my horns out a little bit. And we passed some and we got back, and that would make some fantastic TT. I think that's one of the best TT scraps I've had for a lot of years, where there's three or four of us, everybody safe as houses. You know, shame to Gary on the mountain, last minute something went wrong, you know, and then we all started getting past and things. So that was brilliant footage, and that's only going to do the TT sidecars absolutely fantastic. Over the moon with Andy. I'm so pleased for him. He's done absolutely brilliant. We've had a lovely week. Mechanically, same engine all week. Might have lost its edge a little bit, but we've been happy. I can't thank James enough for spannering for me. He's really took a load off me. He really has. And, you know, I look forward to bringing him here next year as his first time, and I'll do the same for him as well as myself, you know. But I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the support. We have got a lot of support out there. I could see all the pink shirts and hoodies. All the kids, and thanks to everybody for me boards and all my sponsors that have allowed me to come here again this year. I'm very, very pleased, and I'm very, very grateful. Thank you to everybody.
Oh, that's so lovely, Greg. And Andy, from your point of view, I know you were a little bit up and down during practice week, but how did you find the race?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, you can tell straight away whether the driver's really on it, and I could tell that Greg just wasn't quite got the edge that he normally has, but it's fine. I just made sure I gave him everything he needed, and we just sort of raced our race, really. And as Greg has said, we did have a good grandstand view of what was going on. So, yeah.
That must have been quite a spectacle for everybody out there. We'll just move out of the way as the other outfits come in here. But congratulations. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Beth. That's great to hear for Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. Greg does so much for this sidecar class, doesn't he, Alan?
He's one of the very few that you can go along to Greg's sidecar school up in Tyneside, and you can have a go at driving or passenger, and that's where a lot of the people have started, and you don't get that opportunity anywhere else, and it's brilliant what he's doing for the sport. Yeah.
Okay, we are ready for the podium for the Threewheeling.media Sidecar TT Race 1. Let's get down to Chris Kinley.
Yes, thank you very much, Chris Boyd and Alan Founds there. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a big round of applause to Chris Bowman from Threewheeling. Chris, up you go, sir. Be directed by Dan, make your way up there with the laurel wreaths, etc. up there. Ladies and gentlemen, in third position, riding the team ARC SJA Bodyworks Kawasaki LCR, number four, their first podium, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. So they, for the very first time, the way of the back of those famous steps, give a handshake from Chris Beaumont from Threewheeling.media and get themselves up into their position. Let's get the laurel wreath over there next, please. If you could just go up, Dan, and help him out there, that'd be much appreciated. In second position, riding the Hager Wickham Blackwell Honda LCR, Ben Birchall, and his first podium for Paddy Rosny. boys getting a big, big round of applause and a big, big cheer, and they get themselves up into that second position. And ladies and gentlemen, the winners of the Freddie Dixon Trophy, first awarded in 1968. They're three-time TT winners and new sidecar lap record holders. It's Ryan and Callum Crowe! And the boys make their way up onto the top step after giving the young fella and their dad a bit of a hug there. The boys get up there now, shaking hands with all the other crews on their Opel Kell Properties Honda LCR. They get a fist pump from everybody. They'll get up onto that top step. It does get quite tight up there. Their oil wreaths go over their neck. They'll get the Hoosier hats, which are already on their neck, and they will get the trophy for 1968, the Freddie Dixon Trophy. Your winners, Ryan and Callum Crowe. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're able, please be upstanding for the Manx National Anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time for the Threewheeling.media, again, Lee Crawford, Scott Hardy, Ben Birchall and Paddy Rosny, and your race winners, Ryan and Callum Crowe. Here comes the Forager Vintage Champagne. It will be opened, and watch them, watch your helmets, watch your gear, watch the scouts. Goodness me. Well done, boys, after a tough week or so. Well done to all six of the crews up there. Back to the boys in the tower.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com, your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world, Manx Radio 1368.